Thanks.
Hi, I'm here with Steve Amos of ForEmpowerment.com, and Steve is the president of Cyberwaves and Waterways program. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for coming with us on the show.
Thank you, and I want to thank Texas Parks and Wildlife and Nancy Herron and the tremendous team for this project.
It's a lot of work goes into these webcasts.
Yes. The Cyberwaves and Waterways program has actually been going on since this past summer. And it began with a grant from the Texas Education Agency, and I think one of the great aspects of this is the partnership that was established working with Dr. Betty Stapp at the Science Academy at LBJ High School in Austin, Texas, and the Austin Independent School District.
Wow. How about the kids?
There are about, today we're going to meet just a few of the kids. We have participating in this pilot program. Along the Colorado River, there are five communities and six along the Rio Grande. And they've been involved since, probably last fall in doing water quality testing and biodiversity measurement and something we call garbology. And they've been doing their testing and recently posting on the website, and I think we'll be hearing a lot of what they've been doing today.
So you have six different school districts that are participating?
Actually, 11 school districts.
11 yep. school districts?
Six along the Rio Grande and five along the Rio River.
And how many students?
Over 1,500 actively participating.
1,500 students. Wow. And I know we have 11,000 plus registered for this webcast today.
Yeah, so very exciting.
There's a great opportunity for some of those kids to get excited about your program and come on in and join in next year.
Well, we hope they invite them to go to the Cyberwaves and Waterways site. They can take advantage of the activities that these students have been doing and perhaps be involved in the future.
That's great. Steve, how many times do you expect to run this program over the next several years?
Well, we see this as an ongoing program. Right now we're in Texas, along the Rio Grande in Colorado, but it's going to be expanding throughout the state. And what we're looking forward to is a day where students, say in Laredo, are interacting with students along the Mississippi and in other rivers around the world.
That's really a neat project. What are some of the things that the kids are going to be doing out in the field?
Well, they've been doing the water quality testing. In fact, we're very happy that you're involved because this past summer and early spring, Ron was actually teaching the teachers and how to do the water quality testing and biodiversity measurement because it's so important to have the proper protocols in the testing. We think that what's exciting is the opportunity for the students to understand the connection of their local environment upstream and downstream, and then be able to compare, say, from the Colorado to the Rio Grande, then understand now what's happening on the coast, and then all the way to an artificial reef or a coral reef.
So it's from the beginning of a river all the way out to where the water culminates in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. It's an opportunity to really visualize their entire ecosystem.
And there's a lot of different things that affect that water
right.
along the way. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about as we go along. But and as a matter of fact, it's Texas Water Month. So we're going to go over to Ted, and he's going to tell us about Texas Water Month.